to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go,
$2.99.
Southside Jake joins us now. Hi, Jake.
Hey guys, how are you today?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Man. I'm having some technical difficulties on my end with the camera and stuff, so we're on the call-in line again.
We're doing
today.
It on the phone? That's fine.
Yeah. Hopefully Callis and I can figure that out after the show.
It's all good. Let's do it, Regis. What do you got for us today, big dog?
So I got a weird trend that's going on right now. Surprisingly, I don't know. I guess it is springtime, but we are getting a lot of calls for pre-home camera inspections right now. So that is a good thing, I do believe, for the economy and everything. That means people are buying. We got like 7 of them lined up this week, which is kind of crazy because normally it's the problems or, the maintenance. Like we were over Dorn's last week just doing a maintenance camera inspection, and that's when we found that there's some scale buildup. We need to do some little maintenance work.
Yes.
Is this like a colonoscopy, but for your house?
That's how I envisioned it.
Exactly. It goes in your pipes and you look at what's underground. I mean, like I said, it's very smart to get a pre-home inspection, pre-purchase home inspection. That's going on. But I love to see that people are buying new homes right now. It makes me feel very optimistic.
People texting in, I think the game should be called Are You Smarter Than a Radio Host? Should be pretty easy. Hey, texter, screw you, man. All right, Jake, let's do it.
All right, here we go. First question. What American-born NHL player holds the record for the most goals?
Mike Modano or Patrick Kane. Damn it! Oh, no.
Hold on, let him give the clues.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Wow. Remember, we do have two lifelines.
Yeah.
All right. A, Mike Modano. B, Patrick Kane. C, Brett Hull. D, Jeremy Roenick.
Man, it's Modano or Kane. I think Kane passed him.
Hmm. What?
Now, not going to do the Norm MacDonald thing here, right, where I say, give us the 50-50 and the two choices are going to be Patrick Kane and Mike Modano,
right,
are
so
you?
We're not going to use it.
Absolutely, I was going to do that, so I wouldn't suggest it.
Okay. Well, we're not skipping because it's one of them two.
I would say Modano.
You think it's Modano?
Didn't he play longer?
I think it's Kane.
Okay.
Callis, break the tie. Are we going with Dorn or are we going with Crowley? Just point to one of us, you silent mute back there. All right, he wants to go with Mike Modano. We're going with Mike Modano. Final answer.
Callis is correct. Boom. Nice job.
Dorn is correct.
Mike Modano.
Yeah, all he did was point.
Yeah, Dorn's correct.
Well, Dorn, Mike Modano, Dorn, Callis, whatever you want to say. So let me ask a question. Why didn't you say Brett Hull?
Because I thought it was either Patrick Kane or Mike Modano.
Brett Hull is fourth in goals all time. He's played for Team USA.
That's who I thought it was initially, and then Crowley persuaded me to.
So Brett Hull actually has dual citizenship and did play for Team USA, but was born in Canada. So that was a trick question.
We stole his ass. He was the first tariff.
And hey, another little side note here. I do want to say this is actually pretty crazy. A stat I looked up last night. Alexander Ovechkin threw 630 games played. He had 379 goals. Austin Matthews threw 629 games played, has 401 goals.
How about
I'm not
that?
Going to say he's going to break the record, but he may become the highest American goal scorer ever because Mike Modano is at 561.
Merca. All right, what's the next question? Good job, Dorn. Good pointing, Callis.
All right. All right. After the NFL, what is the wealthiest sports league based on reported revenue? A, the MLB. B, the NBA. C, MLS. Or D, the NHL?
NBA.
It's got to be the NBA.
Yeah, it's NBA.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Not even a question.
Yeah. Think about all the times we talked to Craig about other markets and why that they do their numbers because mm-hmm. they have NBA teams and what NBA teams does to certain cities.
NBA. Final answer, question mark? Final answer. Might be major.
You guys are smarter than a plumber today through two questions.
Woo! Let's go. Give the third question just because.
Oh, man, I got beat up today.
Eat that, right. Bechtold!
Since 1910, every president has thrown out at least one ceremonial MLB first pitch, except for one. Who has not thrown out a ceremonial first pitch? A, Richard Nixon. B, Jimmy Carter. C, Dwight Eisenhower. Or D, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I'm going to guess FDR, but let's do a 50-50. I shouldn't have given
it. Okay. 50-50. We're going to get rid of Richard Nixon and Dwight Eisenhower and leave in Jimmy Carter and FDR.
I mean, I hate to do this, but FDR had polio.
Yes.
Dead giveaway. I mean, he was in a wheelchair for most of his presidency with a blanket over his lap, and the American people just said, oh, this is normal. This is fine. Right. All right, so I'm going FDR.
D, FDR is your final answer.
Yeah.
You are incorrect. It was B, Jimmy Carter.
All right, well, good for you, FDR.
All right.
Good for you, pal.
How about that?
Way to go out there courageously and throw out a first pitch. Jake, this was wonderful. Appreciate your time, as always. Goodbye.
It was only wonderful because you won. But, yes, thank
that's
you.
Right.
And we will talk to you guys later.
All right, see you, buddy.
Thanks, Jake.
See ya.
That was great stuff. Guys. He scoped your pipes?
Yes. He said some type of fancy plumber word that needs to possibly be done, and I was like, you do it. Like,
I never, ever, and this might be a bad thing, I never ask follow-up questions.
No. I don't know what questions to ask.
Right. And that's why mechanics get over on you, too, because they'll be like, oh, the flux capacitor, and you're like, oh, crap.
Oh, man, I guess I need that, too.
Oh, jeez, I need another phalange.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. I guess I'm going to be out $4,000 because if not, my car won't start.
Yeah. Oh, the 8,000th filter that you've named needs replaced. Okay, replace it.
And then you Google it.
I need a filter.
You understand it even less.
All right. I need a filter.
But you can always trust Jake, I've been told.
Absolutely. Efficient, too. I didn't even know they were there the other day. There was two guys doing two different things at my house last week. Didn't even know they were there. And they said everything looks good and we'll bring it back to Jake and then he'll give you a call.
Bang. In and out like ninjas.
Yep.
You don't even notice them.
Gone. Efficient.
So Jimmy Carter never threw out a first pitch, but Adam Richard Crowley and Doran.
It's close to your middle name.
Ricardo Dickerson did. I got it.
You did. I helped you.
Are you 35 or 36?
37.
I know your birthday is March 31st.
What year?
1988.
Yep.
Woohoo! Eat that, Bechtold! Becky wouldn't know.
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big cue. Taco to go. Taco to go. Quick trip taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast. So much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go. Taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco, only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.